Oh, do me a favor. Okay, sorry. We're 9 wide. Thank you. We're 9 lines down on Tezvav on the base in the counting from the wide lines. So we've got a brayza. It says Tana Rabbanan. Maisa the Rabbi Elazar. There was an incident that was Rabbi Elazar the Tana. Shayoyshev v'doresh kolayoyim kuloy. He was sitting down in the rabbi an all day long drosha on Yom Tov kuloy hilchos Yom Tov. Yeah, on Yom Tov hilchos Yom Tov. So some people started getting hungry. You know what I mean? They had to have their well, and in fact they were getting thirsty. Yeah. So yotzer kasmi shoyna. He said, Omar, hallelujah, Bali Patsin. These guys that are Bali Patsin. So I think we had Pites in Rosh Hashanah. Pites is an extremely large barrel, a kind of barrel that you can stick your shofar in and blow. Yeah. So he said that basically these people, these are the hedonistic people, the first group, you know, they just can't wait to leaving the Torah and going for the whiskey or wine or whatever you want to do it. Probably wine, though, if there's big barrels. Yeah, Kashnia. The Kashanir went out. So Omar, hallelujah, he also wasn't happy with these people. These are Bali Chavios, the barrels, but just like a normal sized barrel. You know, but whatever, he wasn't happy with them either. Kas Shlishi is the third group left. Yeah, Omar, hallelujah, Bali Kadin. These are the small barrel people, but still is not happy. Yeah, Kas Revis, Omar, hallelujah, Bali Liginim. These are the juggy people. Yeah, Kas Chamishis. Omar, he said, "Halu bali kosos." These are the cups of wine people. So basically, it's going progressively down. Now we get to Kas Hischilu Kashlishis. No, slow, getting ready to go. The sixth group. Let's say it's Omar, and now we got really serious. He said, "Halu bali meira." These people are masters of curse. Meira is a curse. Yeah. So, and then he turns around and looks at the Talmidim. And they're like, oh no. Like, you know, it suddenly went, you know, you can't win with this guy, right? First he was getting, like, it was bad the first guys, and then it was getting slightly, you know, dimmed, and then he gets really angry. So it must be that now you've got to go and go, it's too late for Yom Tov meal now, so he's upset. So what are we going to get? So their faces started to mishtanim, started to change, started to get going white with fright. So he said, don't worry. Amalahem, he said to them, Bonai, lo lechem ani omer, I'm not saying it to you. Yeah? Allah, hallelujah, shiotsu. These people who left, shemenicha chaya olam, they're leaving the chaya olam, Torah. We're giving over Torah. This is the life of the world. But oiskim b'chayisha, and they're getting involved in just drinking on Yom Tov. Yeah? So now, so why was the sixth group worse, though? So the sixth group was, he was more makpid with them because it was going progressively less, right? But the sixth group, because there was no one else, all the public, all the punters had left. So they were the last group, so that looked really bad. So that's why he was particularly bad with upset with the sixth. But it's keep learning Torah. That was the message. So, B'shas B'tiroson, when the Shia ended and they left, 10 minutes before Shkia, maybe.
That's not when they died.
No. No, it was Rabbi. I think it was Rabbi Elazar who killed someone with his, you know, Yosi Poshet Enecha, you know, Yaham Yodecha, Kabbalah Enecha. But he didn't kill them. Baruch Hashem, he said he gave a bracha. He says, "Luchu, go, Ochlu Mashmonim, drink, eat, fatty foods, Vishosu Mamtakim, drink sweet drinks, Vishalchu Monos, and you should send portions Le Nochalo, somebody who hasn't got." Kikodesh Yom, it's a holy day. La Adunenu to our Master. Al Teatzvu, don't be upset. Kichedvus, because the Simcha of Hashem, Him Uscham, it is your might. Okay, end right of Brisa. So Amamar. So we're quoting a bit of the Brisa. So you may have had this question. Shemanich and Chaya Olam. Right, these people are leaving the Torah. Of Oiskim Chayisha, involved in like things, just day to day things. Wait a second, yeah. V'ha simchas Yom Tov mitzvah. The simcha, I'm a simcha of Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah. So why is he, you know? So finally, we're doing a mitzvah. You know, like whatever. He's getting a bit serious over here. Oh, to answer the Gemara though, maybe according to Rabbi Elazar, you can. Maybe, I don't know. Rabbi Elazar, the timing of Rabbi Elazar is going according to his reasoning. The Omer simchas Yom Tov rishus. He says the simcha on Yom Tov, yeah, it's not actually a mitzvah. It's not required. Titania, which we'll see the machlokes. Let's see. We're going to see. You'll see. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, "Ein lo adam b'yom tov." Yom tov basically you can right. It doesn't have to. Ella, you do the one of the following. Optional. Or oichel v'shoyse can eat and drink all day. Or yeshiv v'shoyne, I can sit down and shoyne is like review his Torah with Mishnayos. He can learn all day. Now Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says no. That's not because you've got to split it up over here. A hybrid. Chokehu, you've got to split it up. Chetzu l'Hashem, half is to Hashem, meaning that was the learning and the davening aspect. V'chetzu l'chem, or if you like davening, that's also this is the l'chem bit and the eating. End of brice. So we know. So the Rabbi Elazar was upset with him because it's not per se a mitzvah to Simchas Yom Tov. Now let's see the sources. What's going on over here? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim Michra Echad Darshu. Both of them had Darshan the Pasuk, which was actually two Pasukim, which we'll see. Chosvechad Oimer, what Pasuk says, at Seres LaHashem, it's a holy day, for Hashem, you are God, Elokecha. The Chosvechad Echad Oimer, another Pasuk says, at Seres Tiyeluchem, it should be, and at Seres for you guys, right? The Yom Tov is for you guys. So, how do you resolve this seeming contradiction? Harkeit Sad. So, Rabbi Elazar says, let it this. Sova, so it's optional. Or Kul Hashem, just because this, like, do all to Hashem, or Kul Hashem, or all for you. Meaning, you can do whatever you want. And I suppose since you can do whatever you want, it's not a mitzvah, sort of a strong mitzvah, because a mitzvah means it's obligatory. And obviously, since the option's given up to you, yeah, it's not a mitzvah per se. Now, Rabbi Yeshua Savar, no, he holds it is a mitzvah. Because what's the Torah saying? It's saying, no, Chalkeichu Chetzio L'Hashem, you've got to do half for Hashem, V'Chetzio L'Chem, and half to you. That's it. Fine. So this, in different Gemaras we have, this is in Pesachim, I think it says over here, that we say, you know, this is a famous Gemara, everyone agrees in Shavuos that you need Lechem, right? That you've got to eat, and you've got to be happy, and also in Shabbos. So that's from, this is the Lechem of this Pasuk. It's Lechem. But Rabbi Yeshua says over here, yeah, that it's, you got to split it up. So now, that was the explanation. So now, the bracha they got, when it said, Myla ain noch on loy. You're supposed to send things to a person who doesn't have anything prepared. Okay. So Amar Rav Chista, it means Lemi Shalo Hiniach Eruve Tushilin. Somebody forgot to put Eruv Tushilin or just didn't. He didn't say just somebody didn't put it, right? So even on purpose it could be. So you should send him. Help him out. Ikid Amri, some people want to say, yeah, it's not to somebody who didn't, it's Misha Lo Hayo Loy. He wasn't able to. Lo hayaloi. He didn't have the time. Lo niach erev tavshilim. Rashi says, for example, he lost an object and he was all over erev yom tov. He was looking for it and he didn't have time. The time fly by. Yeah. Aval misha hayaloi. Somebody who had time. Lo niach erev tavshilim. Who could have done erev tavshilim and just couldn't be bothered. Yeah. But lo niach. He's a poisheyahu. He's a poisheyah. Which we'll speak about that more later. As a shem. Okay, so now back to this pasuk. What does it mean? Ki chedvas Hashem hi mu'uzachem, right? The simcha of Hashem, it's your might. So I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So I'm a Lemakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to Yisrael, Bonai, my sons, love walai, take out loans, go to the gemach, yeah, the kidshu kedushas yom, and you should sanctify the day and buy nice food, yeah. The aminu and have amuna be in me, but ani poria and I will pay off your loans for you. Rashi says the simcha that you're doing for the sake of Hashem, that will help you get paid back. Now another statement, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I wrote say. She's kaimun chosov. A person who wants to make sure he's got a good investment, long lasting, yeah, and people won't steal his property. Yita behen adar. He should plant in his on his estate an adar tree or plant. Shinema. So it says adir b'marom Hashem. This pasuk basically sees that there's that this adir is over here is an allusion to the this Adar tree or plant. But Maror Hashem, it's long lasting and strong. I don't understand that. But Maror Hashem, but Maror Rashi seems to say it means there's kiyum and choizek to it. Okay, so inami. Idra Kishmei. Alternatively, we don't learn it because it says Idra Kishmei. This Adar tree, what does it mean? It's a anamabapia, whatever that is, what you say, yeah? Kedami Inshi. My Idra, what's Idra? Tikaim, Lidori Dori. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's Lidori Lidori, meaning it's for Doros. In the word itself, it's got the word Doros in it. And is that okay? Fine, thank you. Nicely said, Brad. Okay, so.
Oh,
right, but it's not that. Does it sound like the thing? I think Leaves got a cash on your chat. Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi. We've also got a bride that says this. Sod is Shahayaba Adar. A sod that has an Adar. Yeah, ain't an exelus, no one can steal it, because everybody, it's like everyone speaks about it, you know, it's like somebody's got like a Lexus or a, you know, or some kind of fancy thing that everybody knows about that other people don't have, right? So he's got an Adar tree in his field, and everyone knows it's his, it's always the guy with the Adar tree. Yeah, but ain't a Nechmes is another way, that's basically another way of stealing, whereas this week's Parsha, yeah, the Hamas, that's Hamas, yeah, is that basically, yeah, you want to sell it, don't you? What? Forcefully, right? Yeah. So, and a further thing, and also, so Rashi explains he struggles with this. Yeah, what's he mean? So, peros can also mean tavua. So, he wants to say that for his pshat is that, let's say somebody's got a wheat field. Apparently, if he plants this tree over there, this tree has like it takes away what's it called? It's a bug repellent. This tree, so therefore it protects his payros. So it's just a good thing in all things. You're not going to get stolen, and also it's going to protect his land in the sense that it's not going to get a locust infestation or something like that. Okay, stop here.